Mix 94.7 KMCH 810 on your Wednesday. Well, it's no surprise that the weather has been unbearable the last couple of days. But ladies and gentlemen, we have found the coolest person to talk to. Literally, it's in her name. Gail Cool joins us from RTA. Gail, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Justin. How are you doing?
You know, I can't complain.
Thanks for asking me.
You're so welcome. Thanks for making some time for us this morning here.
And
full disclosure, we're both in the air conditioning today, so which is nice.
If we did this outside,
could you imagine how miserable we'd be about 3 minutes into it?
I don't know. I love the hot, so maybe I wouldn't be so upset outside. I like it hot outside.
So you're the one. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, let's get right into it here, reintroducing you to everybody.
Awesome.
RTA. What is RTA, and what do you guys do?
Okay. So we're the Regional Transit Authority in our area, and what our goal is always is to provide accessible, safe, convenient, and efficient transportation for citizens in three counties. And we serve Delaware, Dubuque, and Jackson County. And we're kind of a demand response service. So we're open to the general public, and so people can call us for rides, for medical rides, for social outings, for shopping, work, anything that they want to. And they just call us to see if they can get a ride, and we can set it up for them. So today, since you've called me, we're going to talk about the Manchester area or the Delaware County area. So within the Delaware County area, we do a lot of rides within Manchester, but also we take clients from Manchester to Dubuque, to Iowa City, to Cedar Rapids, Waterloo. We take them from Edgewood. We take them from Hopkinton, Delhi. So we're all in that community just transporting people everywhere where they need to go for appointments or just a social outing or something.
Yeah. So with that being said, and folks who are needing rides, what are the hours that you guys are offering that service then, Gail?
Okay. So we're open. Our office hours are from 5 to 5. So we start answering phones at 5 o'clock until 5 a.m. to 5 o'clock in the evening. Now, it doesn't mean that we try to be done with services between those two times. However, there is some times that we have to pick up people for medical appointments earlier or run later.
Mm-hmm.
So we're adaptable to whatever's needed by the community.
If somebody needs a ride, Gail, listening in, because I know we've got a lot of folks that travel point A to point B, how do they get a hold of you guys and set up an appointment like that?
Okay, so we've got a couple different ways. Anybody's more than welcome to give us a call, and I'll give you our 800 number. It's 1-800-839-5005, or you can just call directly at 563-588-4592. There's also another way that they can do it. They also, our website, it's RTA and the number 8.org. There's a schedule, a ride on there, and you could go in and fill out that information and send it in and automatically comes to us, and then we see it.
Okay.
And then if we can do the trip and it fits in our schedule, we'll let you know.
Okay.
And actually, it's easy if you just give us a call, but it also, sometimes it's more convenient for people to do it through the internet.
Gail Cool with us this morning, RTA, on our Guest of the Day segment. All right, gas prices have gone up for you, Gail. They've gone up for me. They've gone up for everybody listening in. What does it cost for somebody to use RTA to get from point A to point B?
Well, that's an awesome question. So there is a lot of, we have a lot of resources for funding. So our goal is always to get the minimal charge to somebody. We don't like to charge them too much. And as you said, gas prices are going up, so our costs are going up as well. But we start with Medicaid. If a client is on Medicaid, we ask them to call their Medicaid provider first. Medicaid pays for the trip, and then Medicaid sends that trip to us. And so then we'll get that trip that way. If you don't have Medicaid, then we can look at a couple other partnerships that we have with. And the first one we have with is NEI3A. It's Northeast Iowa Area Agency on Aging. Try saying that. They offer 16 free rides a month to clients 60 and older, as long as you fall within the income guidelines. And I think most people fall in with the income guidelines of 60 or over there. So that would, you just need to call us and give us your birth date, and we'll set that up and get you signed up with NEI3A. We also have an amazing program through United Way. It's called a Ride to Wellness program, and that's where they sponsor rides too for people that have no other source of income to get to a ride. So you just give us a call and we'll talk the client through that, or whoever is interested, we can talk them, see if they're eligible for that. Otherwise, just a ride within the town of Manchester is $1 each way. And then anybody under 15 or under is for free.
And Gail, don't feel bad. I had a guest a few weeks ago from NEI3A. It was a 20-minute segment. 10 of it was me trying to say the name. So don't feel bad about that at all.
I know. I can never get it all out. Yeah. They're a great agency to work with. They are just so good. We've had wonderful partnerships. We found wonderful partnerships mm-hmm. for all the communities.
Well,
yeah.
And that's the one thing about this area up here in Northeast Iowa, good people. And which leads me to our mm-hmm. next point is there are openings. If somebody wants to volunteer and help give back to the community, they can reach out to you guys to do that.
Absolutely. And you know, this used to be a really program that was really a lot of drivers in it, but with COVID, we had to kind of just close it down and we haven't done any volunteer drivers. So if anybody is interested in volunteering, just give us a call. We have a van sitting in Manchester that they would use. We would call them, let them know who they're going to pick up. You know, it might be someone that can't get to Manchester from Hopkinton or Edgewood or Colesburg. Just so the little communities around there, we'll just pick them up, bring them in. It's no charge to the client, and the driver volunteers for it. So it's an amazing program. We just are trying to get it boot it back up and start going at it again.
And do you guys have an event coming up on June 20th to kind of introduce yourself to everybody who might not be familiar with you?
Yeah. So anybody that's interested in more information about the RTA, like volunteer drivers or about resources or how they can be part of the RTA, they just need to either, they can go to our website, which is www.rta8.org, or on June 20th, at the Delaware County Fairgrounds at 11:30. We're having a nice lunch and learn that we're going to introduce ourselves and talk about volunteers and about all the other programs that we have. So if anybody wants to join us, please come. We'd love to see you. We'd love to get people to volunteer.
Absolutely. Two final questions. First one, is the van air conditioned?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And then the more important question is, if you could be so kind, remind everybody of what those phone numbers are so they can get in touch with you, too, please.
Sure. Our first one, I'm going to give the 800 number, is 1-800-839-5005, or you can just call directly at 563-588-4592, or again, visit our website. It's rta8.org. Lots of information on there, and all of our direct phone numbers are on there. So if anybody wants to call me directly, feel free. Give me a call and just ask for Gail Cooler or one of the other staff that work here, and we'll help you out.
You will not find a cooler person on the other end of the phone, literally, than you, Gail. Gail, thanks for making some time for us this morning. A pleasure to meet you over the phone. Look forward to doing it in person sometime, too, okay?
Oh, well, thanks, Jason. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You betcha. Gail Cool with us here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. We're going to put all that information on our website at kmch.com.